Parker's feet. I'm Gene Lance, and the beautiful redhead is in California, believe it or not. And standing in for her today is Miss
Olinka Green. How y'all doing?
Good Miss morning. Miss Olinka Green. And the Workers' Beat, of course, is about everything from the point of view of working families. We like to start off with things you ought to be doing or things you could be doing. The Teamsters are picketing even now in the rain. Teamsters Local 997 is picketing at Molson Coors, 7412 South Freeway in Fort Worth. They have got a lot of support, and we need to show them all we can and get this over with, because they are going to win. It's just a matter of time, and the sooner the better. April the 20th, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., annual stakeholders meeting for Dallas Peace and Justice Center at White Rock United Methodist Church, 1450 Old Gate Lane in Dallas, April 20th from 9:30 to 4:30. A teach-in for neighborhood environmental justice at Friendship West Baptist Church, 2020 West Wheatland Road. April the 21st, start watching for election results at the UAW's historic organizing drive in Chattanooga. I already know the results because I stayed up late last night, and we won big time. April the 21st, from 2 to 4 p.m., environmental justice rally at Fish Trap Lake Park, 2400 Singleton Boulevard. April the 22nd, nonviolent civil disobedience training for environmental justice. April the 23rd at noon, Dallas Housing Coalition's Party at the Polls at Martin Luther King Center. April the 23rd is the last day to register for the April 26th, 27th Women's Summit in Austin. April 23rd is the last day to receive federal postcard applications. April 23rd is also the last day for county election officers to receive ballot by mail applications for the May 4th elections. Now, you can still apply to get a ballot by mail, because there's going to be several more elections this year. April 26th, 27th, Texas AFL-CIO Women's Summit at TCEA Conference Center, 3100 Alvin Devane Boulevard in Austin. April the 28th at 11 o'clock, International Workers' Day will be celebrated at Lake Cliff Park. I hope it doesn't rain. 1000 North Zang. May the 1st at 8 a.m., a rally for immigrants' rights outside the Dallas City Hall. That's the Workers' Defense Project. May the 1st at noon, the Dallas chapter of the Texas Alliance for Retired Americans will have a picnic at Kids Springs Park. And that's very appropriate, because May the 1st is International Workers' Day. May the 4th at 2 p.m., Labor's International Workers' Day celebration at the APWU Hall. That's the Postal Employees Hall at 2010 Postal Way. And during that, they're going to have a talent show. And during the talent show, we're going to do a play about Jane Elkins. And that is why Olinka Green is here. Who was Jane Elkins, Olinka?
Peace to everybody. Jane Elkins was the first woman and the first black woman to be hanged here in the state of Texas. Because she was an enslaved African woman here, and she was rented out to a Mr. Wisdom, mm-hmm. to take care of his two children. And she had been born a slave, and the first time we see her is when she's 14, and she's valued at the price of $400. And then we see her again later on in 1853, I believe, where she's valued at $700, and she's on trial at the old Red Court building downtown for cutting Master Wisdom in half with a two-headed blade axe.
Yeah. Now, we don't actually know if she actually did it or not. We don't really know anything, but the trial, they found her guilty, but they did not. They said that she didn't say anything, which is why we put the play together, because when Olinka Green becomes Jane Elkins, then for the first time in history, Jane Elkins has a voice, right?
Yes, and it's real important, because like when we're talking about the Workers' Beat, is that we have to really look at this from the standpoint that Jane was an enslaved woman. She was a laborer that was never paid for anything. She was born to breed. That's her only job. That's her only job, was to breed. And like I said, she was sold by, she was sold to the Elkin family. And just the other day, we saw another Elkins on trial for the murder for hire. Mm-hmm. This was a white Elkins. This lady was, last name was Elkins, but she had her boyfriend to kill her boy, her boyfriend's wife. To he stabbed her, and he stabbed her 46 times, and he shot her. Mm-hmm. And so the woman that planned this out, her last name was Elkins.
I'll be darned. Good morning. Thanks for calling KNON. Howdy. You're on the air.
Good morning, Gene and Ms. Olenka. This is Joshua up in Danton.
Hi, Joshua.
Morning,
what's going
Joshua.
On in Danton?
Well, I've got an event. Sorry I didn't get it to you earlier. This Thursday, April 25th, on the Denton campus of the University of North Texas from 6 to 7:30 p.m., we've got two prominent labor union officials to discuss strikes and a boycott at an event. Rick Miedema, he's Secretary Treasurer of the Teamsters Local 997. The ones are on strike right now. Rick Miedema is going to be talking up here on Thursday. That's this Thursday at 6 p.m. And he'll be talking about the strike, why they've gone on strike, the hardships they face, the solidarity that's been shown to them, and also their boycott of Molson Coors product. And then after Brother Rick speaks, then Brother Cleo Nguyen, who's president of UAW, Local 2360. He'll describe their 35-day strike at the Stellantis Parts Distribution Center in Carrollton, which was part of last year's big UAW strike.
So where is all this taking place?
This is taking place at UNT in Denton. It's in Language Building, room 304. 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m., UNT Language Building, room 304.
Where do they park at?
Ah, that's always an adventure up around UNT. But if people want more information about parking, they can get in touch with me, Joshua Hatton, at dentonworker@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
And they can also call 940-268-4118. That's 940-268-4118. See Rick Miedema, Secretary Treasurer of the Teamsters Local 997, who are on strike currently, and also Cleo Nguyen, who's president of the UAW Local 2360, who were on strike last year. And we're doing this program in partnership with the local Young Democratic Socialists of America chapter at UNT.
Mm-hmm. Joshua, I see you're interested in labor. Did you know that history was made yesterday?
Yeah, I just heard you say it this morning, the vote in the Chattanooga plant, right?
Three-fourths of them voted yes, and we've broken the barrier of organizing in the South. It's a great historic moment. They tried to organize that plant twice before and failed. And the UAW has never been able to organize any of those transnational plants, you know, that are owned by other countries in the South. That's why they located them in the South, because they thought they couldn't get organized. They thought Southerners were too slow, you know, we wouldn't be able to organize. And they kicked their tails yesterday at the Chattanooga plant for Volkswagen. And they're coming on strong in Alabama for Mercedes and what's the other one, Hyundai? Anyway, there's two of them in Alabama coming up in May.
So, yeah, it's great news. And come see Rick if you're interested, in the auto workers and that too. So we got Cleo Nguyen is going to be here along with Rick Miedema. And I think it's great news. I read that the solidarity is international. There were German trade unionists who came over and were encouraging the workers here as well.
That's wonderful.
To strike. So that's
international. We got international solidarity.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's a big breakthrough.
It is fantastic, and I'm really looking forward to hearing more about the historical work y'all are doing. And thanks. I hope to see everybody up here in Denton. Get in touch, dentonworker@gmail.com for these two union officials who have been part of strikes.
Okay, and Cleo Wynn can tell them how we won in his local in Carrollton, and then a brother from the Teamsters can tell them how we're going to win at Molson Coors in south of Fort Worth.
That's right.
All right, Joshua, do you encourage people? You encourage people to get on those picket lines with the Teamsters?
Of course. Yeah, I agree. Today, bring an umbrella, right?
Just bring an umbrella, but come on down, because they pick it every day except Sunday. And you mentioned Democratic Socialists of America. They're there every day. The young active labor leaders, they're there. And everybody looks forward to a great big victory for those Teamsters. They are standing strong, and they're going to win.
Solidarity.
All right. Thank you, Joshua.
Thank you.
If you had more information, folks, he left his number, 940-268-4118. Now, what were you saying, Olinka?
Well, basically what I was saying is that when we talk about Jane, and we talk about she was a laborer. She was an unpaid laborer. And her job was basically to have children. And because she fought back when Massa Wisdom raped her or whatever and killed him, she was put on trial. Mm-hmm. And like you said, John H. Reagan wrote this down, that basically you're going to die. And, they hung her. And when they hung her, they threw her body, they buried her on the grounds of the Red Courthouse. And then somebody came and dug her body up and used it for medical experiments.
Or something.
So I'm thinking basically that's what they did with Negroes back then. Mm-hmm. But the thing is that when we're talking about labor, we have to understand that Africans that were brought to this country, they were stamped from the beginning for labor, plain, simple as that. And Jane had no rights. And when she fought for her reproductive rights, the same system that was using her for her right, for her reproductive rights, killed her because she refused to give in to be sexualized. Mm-hmm. So we have to look at the court system, and we have to look at labor and how the body or black bodies have always been and still are the crux of this country.
Right.
And so, that is why, playing this part of Jane Elkins is I take into very, very serious account of what this young black woman went through, how she, from the beginning, worked in the cotton fields probably when she was 3 years old, never had her own life. All she ever knew was work. And so when she stood up, just like these young people that you're talking about on strike and saying that, no, I will take a stand for myself and my body and my labor, she was punished. Mm-hmm. But she wasn't punished like, these people losing their jobs. Her ultimate punishment was death by the state of Texas.
Do you like playing Jane Elkins?
You know what? I don't like playing Jane Elkins.
It's painful, isn't it?
It's not painful. It's spiritual. Because being in that spiritual realm, I can feel what she's going through, a sense, because I have been incarcerated. I have been locked up. I've had those chains on my arms. I've had a judge tell me in the same sense, like what Judge Reagan said, shut up and be quiet. I know what that jailer looks like. You know what I'm saying? So that's why when the jailer come in and he does what he does, my revulsion is so true. Because I have been in those cells. And I know, being in the Texas Department, TDC, I know that you don't get paid for that labor. I know everything that you wear, everything that you eat is done by your own hand. So, again, this is labor. This is free labor for the state of Texas.
Good morning. Thanks for calling KNON. Thanks for waiting.
Good morning. How are you doing?
All right.
Hey, on the slavery issue, mm-hmm. I can resonate with that because I come from the same ancestry. But at the same time, when you look at the, say for instance, dealing with the Teamsters, I would urge any black person not to deal with them because they don't treat African Americans.
They are. A lot of them are black. If you go out there on the picket line, you'll see a lot of them are black.
And a lot of them are misinformed about the Teamsters. I was a Teamster member years ago. Uh-huh. But and I didn't get represented at all, and I had a valid issue. Mm-hmm. They took a person of another race, gave her everything she needed, but when it came to me, they totally ignored me.
But you don't think that they you don't think the Teamsters should win that strike, or do you?
I have a ill feeling towards the Teamsters because of what they did. Mm-hmm.
I'll be darned.
I'm just gonna be honest. And then with the Democrat, I'm an independent. With the Democratic Party, mm-hmm.
You against them too? You against the Teamsters and the Democratic Party?
I'm not against them all the way, but what I will say, mm-hmm. they don't believe in holding the people that are actually out here to a problem. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They don't believe in holding them accountable. If you have a person that gets stamp benefits, they don't give them a limit. Say, okay, you get pregnant while you get stamped.
Uh-huh.
You're not trying to help yourself. You don't support
women's rights either. So you against the Teamsters and women's rights and the Democrats?
Okay.
Go ahead.
I'm not against what I'm saying.
You're not against them. You just sort of don't like them. Is that it?
No. What I'm saying is I'm against people that don't hold. I'm against the party where they don't hold people accountable.
Okay.
Because you
thank you very much. That's good. We're going on. We got people waiting. Thank you. This is a guy that's not sure exactly what he's against, but in general, he says that they don't hold people accountable enough. We got another caller, though. Thanks for waiting. Thanks for calling KNON. Hello.
Yeah, good morning, Gene.
Hi.
And
Olenka.
Olenka.
Good morning.
I was a teacher, and I have basically good experience.
Good experience for you. Kids.
Mm-hmm. They were not perfect, but it's better to have a union like the Teamsters than mm-hmm. not have a union. And
yeah.
I want to leave.
I like that. They're not perfect, right. But it's a whole lot better than not having one. Right.
Amen. Uh-huh.
Amen.
Good for you.
Mr. Lincoln, though, I want to ask about Jane Elkins. Where exactly did the so-called murder take place, number one? I have about three quick.
All right, we have to take a break. You can stay on the line if you want to. We have to take a break, though. Go ahead. We're back on the Workers' Beat. Olenka, where did it happen?
Okay, yeah, so... Jane Elkins was rented out to Master Wisdom up in Farmers Branch. So the murder happened up in Farmers Branch. And when you read the transcripts, she's the one that called the sheriff and let them know about what happened with Mr. Wisdom.
So she called him herself.
Yeah, she did. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So going back again to what I was saying, when we're talking about labor in this country, we have to also understand the history of black people in this country working in labor. And like Mr. Gene is, I'm a history buff. And so I'm reading about the massacre in Thibodaux, Louisiana.
Well, wait a minute. Before you start on that, the man's still online.
Oh, yeah.
Good morning. So, you got any more questions, brother?
Yeah, real quick, how long does the play last, and what kind of acting experience does Mr. Lincoln have?
And
I'll hang up and get an answer.
Okay, that'll be at 2 o'clock on May the 4th at the Postal Employees Hall, 2020 Postal Way. 2020 Postal Way is down by where the Bulk Mail Center is. If you were at that Bulk Mail Center on Highway 30, at the Hampton exit, and you just went straight north about four blocks, you'd be there. Okay, go ahead with your story about Thibodeaux.
Okay, so, and he wanted to ask how long I've been acting. You need to ask my mama that. she said I came out acting up. But, I took play acting in high school, you know, so I've been out of high school since like 1987. Mm-hmm. Thibodeaux riot.
We got another caller.
Okay.
Good morning. Thanks for calling KNON. Thanks for waiting.
Hello.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Oh, I thought that other guy was still on the line.
No, it's you.
Number one, on your internet listening, I don't know what's happened to it, but when you turn it on, it keeps playing the same beginning, you know, hey, this is KNON, over and over again. You can't ever get the show.
Well, is that right? KNON.org is not working?
It was not. And that's the only way I usually ever listen to it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So, however, yes, that's really messed up, and I'm thinking it's messing up a lot of people. However, is this Olinka Green online with you?
Yeah, she's listening.
Okay, when is the movie or... I missed all that.
It's a play. It's not a movie.
Yet.
Okay.
Go ahead, Olinka.
When is it?
Oh, the guy wanted to know how long it was.
It's about 7 minutes. The play is about 7 minutes, but I interject some history at the end of it. So it's really a powerful powerful piece, and Gene wrote it. Yeah.
Oh, Gene was it?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I wrote the original play, but Olinka's made some changes.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, Gene, people don't know how much in the black history you really are. That's really cool, man. Olinka,
yes.
Thank you for doing this. And also, where and when, please?
Okay, once more.
Once
it's going to be on May the 4th at the Postal Employees Hall, that's the APW Hall, at 2010 Postal Way.
And May 4th.
May the 4th at 2010 Postal Way at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It's a celebration for International Workers Day, and we're going to put the play part of the entertainment.
Gene, please put this everywhere you can, because this is probably one of the most powerful things we've heard on the radio in a long time. So I want to thank you both. Yeah, you know, Olinka, this is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Because people live in Texas and don't know this particular history. I never heard of it.
And
I want to thank you. It's like the Tulsans, you know, that live there and don't know anything about the Tulsa riot.
Right.
Okay, right. Okay.
And the thing and the thing is that, and I get chills when I think about it, is because, you know, the courthouse is still there. And so to know that they hung her there on that gallows that is still there, and they buried her on that ground, and then somebody come and dig her up. So hopefully that later on we will be able to have a service or a libation to honor her, because she's never been lifted up the way that she needed to be lifted up. Yeah.
We're willing to put the play on in other places, too.
Yeah.
But we got to move on. We got people waiting.
I know you do. I got one last question. What were you talking about at Friendship West Church? I missed that. What did you say about it when you were giving announcements?
On the announcements?
Oh, he was talking about the environmental workshop at Friendship West. Enough is enough.
Okay.
When is that?
Okay, when is that?
I think that's
here it is.
April
20th, 9:30, teach-in for neighborhood environmental justice. That's today.
Yes.
Environmental justice at Friendship West Baptist Church. Going on now. Mm-hmm. Goes till 4:30.
You go, Gene, and you go, Olinka.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. And good morning. Hey. Thanks for calling KNON. Thanks so much for waiting.
Yeah. Hey, Gene, it's the Red Ghost. How you doing?
Hi.
Hey, I like to give a big shout out to Olinka Green for her acting. acting. She's gonna blow this thing out the water. It's gonna be beautiful. And Miss Olinka, this is Red Ghost.
Hey, Red. How you doing?
Hey, fine. I like to invite you to One Victory Voice when you get through with this play.
Yeah.
And let the people. That's on Sunday. That's the One Victory Voice when you have the time. To do Mr. Charles Hillman Theater, Radio Theater.
Yeah.
You are the right person to do this for. If you don't mind, later on into May, after this program is over with, what you're doing, we like to let the KNON community listeners hear what this program is all about.
Can you give me?
If Gene are left alive at.
Can you give me your number so how I can reach you?
Uh-huh. Yes, I will.
Okay,
you want me to give it to you?
Yes, please.
It's not. 214.
Yes, sir.
942.
Okay.
42.
Okay.
60.
Okay.
All right, and we're gonna do this thing. You, Charles Hillman is smiling at you for sure.
All right. Well, thank you. We definitely will work that out, and we do this in the spirit of the ancestors. You know what Charles used to say. This is not a rehearsal, so we have to, Luther Continua. We have to keep pushing, and we do this in the honor of him. Ashe, thank you so much, brother.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Gene. Thank you also. Alchemy.
All right, well, you're very welcome.
Yes, sir.
So if you want to see the play, it's going to be May the 4th, 2 p.m. at 2010 Postal Way. And we're looking for other places to do it, too. We think we're going to do it at the Unitarian Church on Keast, but yes. they haven't said which Sunday yet, but it's going to be one of those Sundays probably toward the end of this month or early May.
Right.
And we are also planning to do it at ATU 1338 Hall on Empire Central. So that'll be... Those are people that saw it the first time we did it, and they said, "Hey, we want this over at our place," and we're willing to do this at other places. And Joshua, if you're still listening, we're willing to do it in Denton too, because those Denton Workers Group is a really hot organization.
And I wanted to share this before we get off. I wanted to talk about Thibodaux, okay. Where the black sugarcane workers in 1886 went to strike because they were not being paid and they were walking off the job, and they say $1 a day of Kansas, and they were arrested for trespassing, and they were on strike. And what happened is that the martial law was called out, and these people came through.
It was basically a massacre.
Massacred them. They killed. This is what they said. These people were walking, and they were like, "We're not going to be working in the sugarcane fields anymore." And it said, "Lame men, blind women, and children were ruthlessly swept down. The Negroes offered no resistance. They could not, as the killing was unexpected.
Yeah.
Those of them not killed took to the woods, and a majority of them finding refuge in the city. Citizens of the United States killed by a mob directed by state judge. Laboring men seeking an advance of wage treated as they were dogs."
Yeah, that's the Thibodaux Massacre. We got to take this call.
Right.
So, good morning. Thanks for calling KNON.
Right.
Good morning, my friends. Hello, Mr. Dean. How's it going?
Hi.
Hey.
We're doing Black History today.
Amen. Well, deep down, I'm so deep down, because I eat chitlins and ham hocks and all that sort and greens. I love my greens.
Amen.
And don't forget the spicy cornbread.
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Dean, the play, is there a fee to get in?
No. It's absolutely free. In fact, it's going to be free food.
I hope it's soul food.
This is sponsored by the Dallas AFL-CIO.
Right.
They every year we do some kind of a celebration for International Workers' Day.
Right.
And we are in that way, we are part of the whole world.
Right.
That celebrates May the 1st, International Workers Day.
Right.
They celebrate it all over the world, but here in the United States, they were too scared to do it for a long time, but then we're not scared anymore.
Right on.
In fact, we're winning. Did you hear about the vote yesterday in Chattanooga?
Yes, we did.
We won. Yeah.
That's wonderful. You know, where's Bonnie whenever you need her?
She's in California. She's probably gonna call before long, because she can't stay away from. She can't stay away from us.
Right on.
She can't stay away from her sister. Hope she can be on the Price Is Right. That'd be cool.
All right.
Okay. Have a good weekend. Thanks
for calling. Bye-bye. We got to move to the next one. Good morning. Thanks for calling KNON.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on the air.
Yes, I'd just like to give I just like Dean and Bonnie. Why can we not? If you black or white, y'all don't seem to hold back nothing, and you speak the truth. And it's one thing that
we don't
like
get paid either. You know, we don't get paid.
Yeah, but y'all seem to be for real people, and that's what we need to hear from.
That's KNON. KNON, everybody you hear on KNON is there because they love doing it.
Right on.
They want to do it.
Right on.
And this person that you have on show today makes me think about sex trafficking, and it was used so much back in the day with... I'll just go ahead and say black women.
Right. Mm-hmm.
sex trafficking was used in a big way.
Yeah.
Well, see, that's why.
I just thank y'all, and I just thank God, and I thank you, God, for your witness.
Thank you so much.
And I wanted to just say this to you too, brother. When we think about that, we have to think again, like what I said. Jane, whatever her last name was brought to this country for that very reason, to breed, to be stamped from the beginning. That was her labor. And since we're on the labor show, we have to really understand that context of what we're talking about, labor and capitalism, the real crux of everything that's going on right now, whether you got the strikes with the Coors or the Miller Lights, it's about labor. But before there was Miller Light, before there was Coors, you had black bodies that were the crux of these companies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just like Chase Bank, Brooks mm-hmm. Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Brooks Brothers made the clothing for the enslaved people.
Is that right?
Yes, sir. When you look at Brooks Brothers, when you look at Wells Fargo, mm-hmm. they made all these major companies had a hand in slavery.
Is that right?
Whether it was they had the insurance on the boats. They had insurance on the chains. They had insurance on what they fed them. Mm-hmm. They had insurance, you know, all of this was these corporations had a hand in slavery. So when you look at these major banks around you, they just didn't start because somebody came together and said, okay, if these banks have been around more than 300-400 years or whatever, they had a hand mm-hmm. in slavery. So I just really wanted to talk about that and just let people understand when you're talking about labor, look at where it started at.
Okay, but we got to take calls.
Got to take another call.
Good morning. Thanks for calling KNON. Thanks for waiting.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi, y'all. I just want to commend you all about the slave gene, mm-hmm. you and Anika. I hear the compassion in her voice. You are absolutely wonderful, and I can't wait to see this.
You should see her. Play. You should see her with her makeup on, and when she's in her uniform, in her costume, and acting as Jane Elkins. You'll swear you actually met Jane Elkins.
Well, you really do. You really do.
You have to commend yourself, Gene, for the writing of.
Oh, I just started it. Oh. I just started it, but I tell you the truth, I wrote it some time ago. But I could not find an actress with the courage to do it until I ran into Olenka.
And you have to really understand the story about this. Gene was asleep. And Gene said he heard about this, and he was asleep. And he says that Jane came to him in his sleep and compelled him to do this story.
Okay. And if you ever went to the Red Courthouse downtown, it is creepy to begin with.
Yes, ma'am.
It's true, ma'am.
And that leads into, you know, and I was talking to Jean about this. May I ask, how old are you, ma'am, if you don't mind giving me your age?
I'm 70-ish.
Okay, so you're 70s. So did you ever hear your mother and your father talk about Tommy Lee Walker?
No.
Okay, Tommy Lee hit, and so this is 1953. Tommy Lee Walker was a black man here in Dallas, Texas, that was executed. He was castrated first, executed after a 3-day trial for supposedly killing a white woman. And if you get the D Magazine 2016, you'll read the story. It says 60 years ago, Henry Wade executed an innocent man, the shameful story of Tommy Lee Walker. My father was a young black man in Dallas in 1953. And when this black white woman, I think I'm trying to find her name.
But anyway, she got killed.
Yeah,
the black men.
Yeah, she was raped and her throat was cut. And the police said when they found her, who did it? She said a black man. They went through Dallas, West Dallas, South Dallas, round up all these black men. To find out who did this. And Tommy Lee Walker was at the hospital with his girlfriend that night while she was having a baby. His boss was like, well, you know, when the police came through, they was like, well, you know, talk to him or whatever. They tried this man after a 3-day jury trial. They wrote in the newspaper about what he was going to wear, he was going to eat.
All white jury.
And they castrated him first. And then they executed him. So the Dallas Times Herald, grim manhunt intensified for brutal rapist killer. So what I'm saying again is that when we're talking about Houston, we're talking about labor, and we're talking about the justice system, the same court system that found Jane Elkins guilty, the same court system that upheld slavery here in Texas to the very last, is the same court system that is fighting against workers having rights. It's the same system that is fighting against Medicaid. It's the same system that's fighting against poor people having $500 put into their account, Ken Paxton. It's the same system. So we have to understand that it doesn't just start here. It goes all the way back above and beyond Jane Elkins when you're dealing with Dallas, Texas. All power to the people.
We have to take a break. But let me ask a question. Let me ask a question for everybody before we take this break. Is it over? The question is, we know about slavery. Nope. The question is it over? We'll be right back. That poor woman was still trying to talk.
Blue Monday. How are you?
Blue Monday.
Green about something that nobody knows anything about, which is Jane Elkins. So the reason we don't know anything about her is that the trial transcript said that she never said a word. We don't believe that she never said a word. And when you hear Jane Elkins, when you hear Olinka Green as Jane Elkins, you are going to hear Jane Elkins. You're going to have a chance to find out what she thought about all of this, because we think that she did talk during that trial, and we think they just didn't write it down. Now, the question that I asked before the break was, is it over? Olinka was talking about something happened in 1853. Then she brought up
Tommy Lee Walker. Yeah.
Who was practically lynched by the Henry Wade district attorney here in Dallas. Mm-hmm. 100 years later, that was in 1953.
Mm-hmm.
And the question is it over?
No, it's not over, because if we look at it, now, you look at the correlation of this. Jane Elkins was hung in 1853. Tommy Lee Walker was electrocuted in 1853.
Mm-hmm.
So
1953,
thank you. Mm-hmm. So when we're talking about that, we have to look at, no, it's not over. The Klan is no longer wearing suits. I mean, no longer wearing white caps and flower sacks.
Mm-hmm.
They operate in corporate America. Mm-hmm. They operate in these systems where they deny poor black and brown and oppressed people the proper medical care.
Mm-hmm.
These same people are the same people that are taking books out of school that reflect the neighborhood. When mm-hmm. we look at DeSantis, who mm-hmm. just came up with this ridiculous bill that you cannot fight against a school ban. Mm-hmm.
And I read that Republicans in their states are trying to put librarians in jail.
That's right. So mm-hmm. again, so we have to look at these same laws that were given, that it was against the law for Negroes to read.
Mm-hmm.
So now you're doing the same thing. How far have we come? Well, we have, where we had school integration, and now we fought so hard to get children into quality education, but now you're denying them the rights to have books. Mm-hmm. Who bans Captain Underpants?
Mm-hmm.
Who bans Tom Huckleberry Finn?
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is that we have to look at this as Fahrenheit 57. And these are people that do not want the poor black and brown oppressed people to have any rights.
Wait a minute now. You have to explain what Fahrenheit 457 is.
It's a book where books were burned.
Yeah, about a period in history that's coming.
Right.
In which they burned all the books.
Burned all the books. And that is why when I get a chance to go to thrift stores, if I see any books that look like me,
mm-hmm.
I buy them.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to look at that right first, and so it's the same thing when we talk about the Holocaust in Germany. They burnt all the books.
They sure did.
When you go see that movie, I forget the movie that just came down.
It's Fahrenheit 451.
451.
Not 457.
I'm sorry, like 457. I'm but sorry. I'm close. I might be a couple of numbers off, but I'm in the ballpark. I'm like the Rangers.
Close. Take that call, old Lincoln.
Yes, sir. Do I pick this up?
No. Say,
hello.
Good morning. Thanks for calling, Kay.
Hello. Good morning. Hello. I'm here.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
I'm doing fine.
Want to commend you on what you guys are doing. First, have a question and an answer to what my answer is to what Gene asked a while ago about is it over?
Is it over, yeah.
But my question to start with, are you guys interested in potentially staging that 7-minute play in front of the Red Courthouse building? That's one of my questions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we are interested in it. We just haven't. We haven't been invited by anybody. Nobody said that they would come. And also, we don't really know how to do it outdoors. But I'm thinking that we might could do it right by the Kennedy Memorial and use one wing of the Kennedy Memorial as offstage. So we would walk out from out of the Kennedy Memorial.
Right.
But we would have to have a sound system down there.
Right.
In order to be heard because of the traffic. And so there's some logistical problems.
Or you could do it on the other side of the Red Courthouse building, which is a little bit more of a contained area with the traffic being blocked by the Red Courthouse where the Brian cabin is there. That would be a good amphitheater.
There wouldn't be any place to have off stage, though, there.
Well, we're going to figure it out. I'm sure
you can figure it out because that would be a good place to display this. Mm-hmm. And I want to let you guys know that I just recently read a guy named Alan Brooks, got a memorial statue, historical flag down where he was hanged on Main Street.
I was Akers part of that.
Three-story. I read that you were, dear.
Yes.
And I commend you on being a part of that because I like history, too.
Yes.
And recently, didn't they put another memorial at where the incident started at another historical plaque at the Red Courthouse?
I think there's one in what they're calling Martyrs Square.
Yeah, Martyrs Square.
Which is down by the Triple Overpass.
Right.
I don't think we could do it there because there'd be lots of traffic noise.
Yeah, it's
there.
A lot of traffic. So basically what we're
I'm not saying to do that there. I was just letting other people know that there are some historical markers of these type of incidents that happened connected to the Red Courthouse.
Yes.
Yeah, and those didn't just happen either. There are black people here in Dallas that worked hard to get these memorials made.
And something else.
Dallas is terrible about keeping any history, as we can see with what's going on with City Park. Mm-hmm. But I want to hang up. I want to say one more thing, and then I'm going to hang up because somebody else might be wanting to get in. We, Gene, all of us, you, me, the young lady, everyone in this Western world are benefiting from current slavery.
Right.
And I'm going to be quick on that. Anybody who has a computer, a TV, a cell phone that I'm talking on right now has cobalt in it.
That's right.
And in the Democratic Republic of Congo right now, waking up right now as we're talking about slavery issues that happened in the past and finally getting recognized, right now today, this very moment, people are being enslaved for our personal benefit.
That's right.
So when we talk about these issues, we need to also look into the mirror and see how we personally are benefiting today in our everyday life from current slavery. And I know we can't go to the Congo and form a union over there, but there are little things like we all, Eugene and a lot of people do, I'm encouraging everyone to try. And if you see someone being wronged, they may not be enslaved, but that's the process to next step, being enslaved.
All right,
so
appreciate you very
much. Stand up for people. And
you
humanity.
Can call us, too.
Don't take care.
And you can call us, too, at 972-647-1893. That last one hung up. We talked. We waited. Made them wait too long.
And I just want to say this. I know, you know, we got our time is short. But we have to give recognition to those who fight every day, those who labor for the freedom of others.
Mm-hmm.
We have to give recognition, whether you red, black, polka dot, green, fuchsia, whatever. If you struggle, you dare to win. If you struggle for the people, if you want to push for the people, if you put your life, if you put your blood and your sweat on the line for others, mm-hmm. you know, you are a real warrior. So I just want to give respect to all those people that are out in the rain right now who giving up their strategies, who are on the picket line to make sure that they get fair representation in these buildings. You are doing what Jane did, but you're doing the work. So solidarity and salute all of those people out there who wake up every day and say, it's not about me, it is about we.
And I want to add something encouraging to say to those people that are picketing at the rain at 7412 South Freeway in Fort Worth. I want to say this one thing. This is the news from Chattanooga. There's a new sheriff in town, and you are going to win. You are going to win. If you get an organizing drive going right now, you are going to win. If you go out on a picket right now, you are going to win. Our side is coming on strong. There's a new sheriff in town. Good morning. Thanks for calling KNON.
Right on.
You're on the air.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, good morning.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I would like to have a question that about the lady was talking about the D magazine.
Yes, sir.
With Tommy Lee Walker.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to know, what month was that in? I could get that D magazine?
Okay, yes, sir. It's May 2016.
May of 2016, 8 years ago, the D Magazine published an expose of how injustice went on in Dallas, especially under the Wade regime.
Right, because, you know,
Wade was the district attorney for decades.
Yeah, and he was the one that said, you know, that you can indict a ham sandwich in Dallas, Texas. So, you know, there was no niggas, there was no Jews, and no dogs on his jury panel. And you just gotta imagine, it took 3 days for them to find this young man guilty, and they executed him, and they castrated him first. You know what I'm saying? They interrogated him for 72 hours, and my father was a young man then, and he talked about how the police came through South Dallas and rounding up the Negroes and beating them, and you know, and it was horrible, and he talked about this. So this was the first time that I'd ever seen Tommy Lee Walker's face.
My uncle was married to his sister.
Oh,
as a matter of fact, what did they think about it? What's your uncle say?
It was a sad thing about it.
I'll be darned. So you're almost a witness.
Yes, my dad used to go to the trials.
Is that right?
His attorney was attorney Derms, I believe. Was his attorney.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Did people think it was a fair trial?
No.
It was not a fair trial.
No.
It was an all-white jury.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
They wouldn't let any. Henry Wade wouldn't let any black people on the jury.
Yeah.
That's
and,
true.
And this right here, Henry Wade said that he'd be glad to execute Tommy Lee himself. Mm-hmm. And so you got to understand, Tommy Lee was at the hospital with his girlfriend the night that the baby was born.
Mm-hmm.
So he had an alibi, but they had to have somebody for this crime.
They had a description that he was black. Tommy Lee was black, so
it just
made sense to all this white jury to just go ahead and electrocute him.
Yeah, but
would you think that I'll be able to find that magazine?
It's in the library.
Yeah, go to the library. I found this at the thrift store, but this is my second edition because I knew that it was so important to find this. And so you can go to the library in downtown Dallas Library, and they should have that on the 8th floor.
Olenka, could you bring that magazine at when we do the play on May the 4th at 2:00?
Yeah, and so so I would bring it, but there are some pages that are torn out, but it pretty much does tell the story. But I would bring it if you can, you know, just to have it there. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I had a copy, and it got misplaced somewhere around here. Yes, but I remember it very well, and I remember the lady name. I think her last name was Parker, I believe.
I believe
she was Miss Parker.
Right.
Yes, was she related to Bonnie Parker?
Vernice Parker, and she had a little son that was 4 years old. So so we have another caller, but thank you, sir. We'll definitely bring it. Thank you, sir.
Good morning. Thanks for calling KNON. Thanks for waiting.
Hey, good morning, Jim. Congratulations on your bus driving deal, man. Hey, real quick, you know, the call before about all the cobalt mines and stuff like that, all these children that are digging these mines and dying and breathing all these toxic, hazardous coal and the stuff that makes these lithium batteries and stuff that's going to go in all these electric cars.
Mm-hmm.
See, Washington and
even our president that's running this country right now, this administration, they're shipping a lot of jobs from manufacturing, and they're shipping it down to Mexico. For what reason? Slavery. And another reason? Cheaper labor. But see, our own country, our own politicians, that people that Bonnie says, hey, go vote for, there, a lot of them are behind this to get cheaper labor down in Mexico. Volkswagen's down there, GM's down there, Ford's down there. There's so many manufacturers. If you look how many manufacturers are moved down in the ship from China, or not just even China, over here on our own land, mm-hmm. in the United States, they're moving them down and shipping them down to Mexico because they're getting, what, $3.12 a day to work?
Wow. So do you think that we could, do you think we should have an international approach to labor issues?
I think that we need to really be do our own research on who we elect and who we vote for, when we think uh-huh. that the ones that are the ones that we think that we're really voting for.
Okay.
You look in all of their houses, all of them are using slave labor to do their mm-hmm. lawn, all to right. do their land, to do their Nancy Pelosi has a great farm, and you look at and look at Martha Stewart with Pop doing.
Okay.
I think you make a very good point about this, and we do need to look at into this to making sure that everybody has a right to a good way of life. You know, whether you know whether it's America or whether it's an international country that's doing this. So we do respect your I do respect your opinion on what you're saying, and that you know that I validate on what you're saying. And so we only got a couple of minutes, so we hope that I will be able to come back, and I would like to hear more about what you have to say, if you don't mind.
Don't mind it all. The national elected officials that we vote for, look okay. what's going on. They're shipping everything to Mexico.
Okay, all and right. I think this calls for a conversation at another time, so we can really get everything that you have to say. Thank you so much for calling in, my friend. You have all a right. good one, all right?
Let me get this in, because Bonnie might be listening. Please, please vote on May the 4th or before May the 4th, because the teachers I know, the school employees, are pulling for someone named Ed Turner to win in the 9th district for school trustee. That's the only candidate that labor has. There was somebody else on the line, but I think we're out of time.
Okay, can you give that address one more time about where the play is going to be at, Mr. Gene?
That's November the 4th at 2 p.m. at 2010 Postal Way. Now, Postal Way is a very short street, so you have trouble finding it. It's where the old bulk mail center is at the Hampton exit on 30. But don't go on Hampton. You can take the Hampton exit, but don't get on Hampton. And Postal Way will intersect with the service road for Highway 30 on the western edge of Dallas.
But
so if you're at the Bulk Mail Center, you just go straight north about four blocks, and you'll be at the big, beautiful hall of the postal employees, where we will be at 2 o'clock on May the 4th, celebrating International Workers Day.
Yes.
And putting on a short play called The Trial of Jane Elkins, starring Olinka Green.
And there's some other people out in here, Miss Linda Coleman and her wonderful husband, James. He plays the sheriff, and Linda is the narrator. So I just want to give a shout out to those wonderful people for being in those part. And thank you, Mr. Gene, for letting me be on the radio show. And I hope I did justice in keeping Miss Bonnie's seat very warm.
All right. We thank you so much, and we have to go get out of the way for the best music in North Texas. You can say goodbye, Olinka.
Bye, y'all.